Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, November 11th, 2015 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, today, of course, was Microsoft's Patch Tuesday, and with that, we did get 11 bulletins, four of which Microsoft rated as critical. The remainder are rated important. The first two here, MS-15.1.12 and MS-15.1.13, are cumulative security updates for Internet Explorer and Microsoft Edge, respectively. For Internet Explorer, we have 26 vulnerabilities being patched. For Microsoft Edge, only 4. None of the vulnerabilities are currently being exploited, and that's actually true for all bulletins that were released today. However, the exploitability for some of the vulnerabilities against Edge and Explorer are 1, which means that we should expect a working exploit for these vulnerabilities. Next, we do have MS-15.1.14, Microsoft Journal files again, and one vulnerability being fixed here. Again, remote code execution possible here without user interaction, which is why Microsoft rates this critical. The exploitability, however, for this vulnerability is 3, which means it's difficult to exploit and unlikely that we'll see an exploit for this soon. Also, these Microsoft Journal files are not all that common, so probably not that likely to see any exploits with that. However, then we got OpenType again in MS-15.1.15. We pretty much see that on a monthly basis now. In this example, we do have 7 more vulnerabilities being patched. The exploitability ranges from 1 through 2. So given that we do have a good history with these types of exploits, that's probably here the more likely exploit that we're going to see anytime soon. MS-15.1.16 is a vulnerability in Microsoft Office. Note that this also applies to the Office service and web application apps. In particular, Skype and Link are also included here. We have a total of 7 vulnerabilities being patched here. Exploitability, 5 of them are rated with an exploitability of 1, make them likely to be exploited. Microsoft rates this as important because it does require user interaction. You actually have to open a document. We rated it as critical for the client. MS-15.1.17 fixes an elevation of privilege vulnerability in NDIS. NDIS stands for Network Driver Interface Specification. So these are kernel modules that essentially run your network devices. Really just yet another of these kernel module level privilege escalations that we have very regularly. MS-15.1.18, now this is an elevation of privilege vulnerability, but also an information disclosure vulnerability in the .NET framework. Microsoft doesn't spell it out like this, but it looks like the information disclosure vulnerability is an external entity vulnerability, at least the way it is described as a DTD parsing of certain crafted XML files that could then be used to read local files. So that's usually an external entity vulnerability. And the privilege escalation part of this vulnerability is really a cross-site scripting vulnerability against ASP.NET, where improper validation does allow for HTML code to be injected. MS-15.1.19 is a vulnerability in WinSock, so another basic networking library. In this case, it's really sort of an arbitrary code execution vulnerability. But because the user has to be first logged in order to launch the attack, and then the attack, the code that's being executed, launches as the administrator, it really comes down to being only exploitable as a privilege escalation attack. And MS-15-120 sort of continues with networking issue. In this case, it's a denial of service vulnerability in IPsec. This would be exploitable against IPsec servers running on Windows, not against clients. MS-15-121 does fix S-Channel, the SSL library that comes with Windows. MS-15-122 does fix a security feature bypass in Kerberos. And then finally, we do have another vulnerability in Link and Skype, this time an information disclosure vulnerability. It only affects the business version of Skype, and it can be used to retrieve the local IP address of a party to which you are connecting via Skype or Link. Again, this does not affect sort of the consumer version of Skype, only Skype for business. And Adobe, of course, also had its patch Tuesday today, and we got one bulletin from Adobe with yet another fix for Adobe Flash Player. 15 vulnerabilities are being addressed by this update. The priority is labeled as 1. And since I was told last time with priority 1, it does not necessarily mean that this is already being exploited. However, it means it may already be exploited, or an exploitation is very likely to be seen shortly. So this is certainly something, again, like all Flash updates really, that you want to address rather quickly. As far as patch priorities go, I would certainly rank Adobe right up there at the top, followed by the critical vulnerabilities here with Windows, in particular the Internet Explorer, the Microsoft Edge, and the Open Font Types vulnerability. They're the ones that I see the most likely being exploited. Probably as fourth one here, the Office vulnerability MS-15-116. So that's essentially all the critical ones, where you can skip the Microsoft Journal vulnerability if that helps you and apply that a little bit later, followed then by all the important vulnerabilities. And that's it for today. As usual, lots of time spent here with all the different updates from Microsoft and Adobe. Let's hope tomorrow we can get back to our normal programming. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.